Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Royal Family Kids. This week, I've been talking to Scott Murish regarding Royal Family Kids camps happening across Nebraska this summer. Scott, welcome again to the Daily Spotlight.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Scott, when a camper, this is a child who's in the foster system, comes to a Royal Family Kids camp, what is that camper going to experience?
Well, let me share this in the form of a story. There was a girl, we'll just call her Zoe. Zoe had long red hair and huge green eyes, a bright smile. Zoe was an outgoing child, but she'd also been through some very tough things. At camp, Zoe got to experience a lot of fun because she scaled to the top of one of our zipline towers at one of our camps right here in Nebraska. And as she hooked into that safety harness and she went down that steel cable sailing to the ground, as she reached the ground to showers of applause, I walked up to Zoe and I knelt down on one knee and I read her name tag. Every child that goes to camp and all the staff that go to camp have name tags to identify them as safe people. And I knelt down on one knee and I said, "Wow, Zoe, sounds like you're having so much fun here at camp. What's your favorite thing?" Well, I thought Zoe would say something like the birthday party, because many foster children don't experience a birthday party with all the trimmings. I thought she might say something like the camp grandma and grandpa, whose job it is to give hugs and tell stories. I thought she might say something like the chapel times or the activity centers or the swimming. But instead of those things, Zoe looked up at me with those huge green eyes. And as she read my name tag, she said, "Pastor Scott, my favorite thing about Royal Family Kids is that I have a safe bed to sleep in." She said, "I'm in foster care now and it doesn't happen anymore. But at home, my stepdad used to come into my room and do things, and I had to pretend to be asleep. But at Royal Family Kids, she can experience a week of safety, hope, and love, and know that she's going to have fun the entire week."
I love the ministry of Royal Family Kids, reaching to the Zoes, who their felt need is just to have a safe bed to sleep in. Thank you, Scott, for the ministry of Royal Family Kids.